Justin Flew back with you now, joined by Coach Derek Shelton. We're talking Donovan West boys basketball. Mustangs 0-2 to start the year, but a couple pretty competitive games against Morehill Mount Academy and Riverside, both on the road. Final scores 59-47 and 53-40. So the first two games, Coach, a lot to probably digest, probably some positives, probably some things that you found that you need to work a little bit more on. Just kind of tell us about, I guess, the first couple games and how you felt your team responded and played.
Yeah, we saw a lot of good things in these first two games, kind of learning about ourselves. Obviously, we saw a lot of stuff that we've got to work on and get better at. And, you know, one thing is I thought with our group, you know, we competed. You know, we got down kind of double digits in both games, and we fought back to make it competitive. And we've got a ways to go on some things. And I think we'll get there. And this is a good group of kids that'll work hard, and, you know, we're going to get better each day.
No doubt. Well, it sounded like a lot of free throw shooting, certainly in the Morehill Mount Academy game last night. Games that you feel like it certainly had chances and opportunities, and sometimes little things make a big difference. But what did you feel like was maybe the biggest difference in these first couple games?
First game, you know, against Morehill down there, it was a physical game, and they had some good size, you know, something that we don't really have a lot of. And it was just the physicality we didn't match, I didn't feel like. Now, last night at Riverside, it was a really flow to the game from kind of the get-go. So, you know, 62 combined free throws from both teams. And that's something, you know, with the juniors and seniors playing, we got to learn on our end. You know, we got to adapt to how the game's being called, you know, whether they're calling a lot, calling nothing. You know, we've got to adapt, and we got to be able to play through it. And I didn't think we did that very well last night. And, you know, I think we'll learn from that, and we'll be better the rest of the year for it.
You know, I saw Peterson and Windmeyer, a couple guys that had double digits for you scoring the first night. And I know from looking at that box score in the first game, I think you had, you know, six different guys contribute. So what about the offense and scoring and what you've seen and what you still need on that side?
Yeah, first game, Morehill was great. You know, we had 19 made baskets. We had 15 assists off of them, you know, which was the best numbers. I mean, we never had anything like that last year. And then we get to last night, you know, and we only had 9 made field goals the entire game. So we lived at the free throw line, and we've got to be better, you know, with our movement and our passing. We got to continue to get better, being a better passing team. But so far, we're better than where we were last year, and we've got a ways to go still.
ACCHS, Horton and Troy, all non-league games here in the month of December, and kind of crazy, you only get a couple at home. You finally get your first home game this Friday against ACCHS, but I'm sure you're looking forward to hosting the Tigers, getting a home game and trying to get a win to give the guys a little bit of confidence right now.
Yeah, we're looking forward to, you know, getting home. It's always nice to be at home, and, you know, especially this year, you know, we got the shot clock at home this year, so it'll be interesting and nice to see kind of how that goes. And, you know, for us, you know, it's early season stuff. It's not about who we play or scout or anything like that. I mean, we've got to worry about ourselves, and we got to continue to get better going into the league and going into sub-state where we can start scouting a little bit more. But yeah, Friday is just going to be about us. You know, we got to compete. We got to do things right. And then I think we'll have a chance in the end.
One of only two home games in your first 7 contests of the season. So enjoy it Friday night. Coach, thanks for your time. We'll chat more next week.
Thanks, Justin.
Coach Derek Shelton of the D-West Mustangs. The locker room chats for Donovan West each week are brought to you by Triple L Tire in Highland and by the Bendina State Bank.